Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ah, Ben Crenshaw, your voice is so wonderful. And by the way, Janet, I'm so sorry I jumped in on your song, but I've got a really great show. And Ben, I think you'll agree. I've got Matt Adams, NBC Golf Channel host on Golf Central, Fairways of Life. Yes, we're going to talk. John Peter Hagan, the author of Play Away, Please, The Tale of the Sale of Golf's Greatest Icon, and he is at Cypress Point. What an absolutely beautiful golf course. I could never afford to go there. But, you know, yes. Okay, Casey Nakama, the owner of Newtown Driving Range, is with us. Casey Nakama Development Center, great teacher. Joey Ruggiero, and that PGA, director of the Hawaii program, Wailea First Tee. We're talking First Tee this morning. And Jared Yim will be on the call, PGA. He's the program manager at Wailea First Tee program. So that's what's coming up. First off, I've got to give you the tee times. Oh, let me give you what the temperatures are going to be like across the state first. It's going to be sunny today. Mostly sunny for Kauai, Oahu, Maui, Molokai, and Lanai. We'll have some isolated showers, high 85 to 90. The winds are only variable to 15. So be prepared for a hot one. Lots of water. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Also, Big Island today, mostly sunny. Isolated showers through the day. On the leeward side, there's the haze in the afternoon. The high between 83 and 88 may be the place to go, you know. Variable winds to 15 miles per hour as well. So our tee times, we've got loads of them, okay? Volcano, she's just kind of percolating. She's not ready to explode, but you can see it so well from Volcano Golf Club. It'd be great to have an evening tee time. You'd see the glow. 8:32, 9:24, 10:48, all in the morning for you. Amakalei, there's an 8:48, a 9:36, and a 10:20. Kauai, Poipu Golf Course, 9:40, 10:50, 12 o'clock. Elvis's fan club is going out, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Kauai Lagoons, there's a 9:18 and a 10:26. Pearl at Kalaauau, there's an 8:36 and a 9:18 and a 10:22. That was Pearl Country Club. They closed for a year. They did incredible things. Beautiful golf course. Got to go up and check it out. Hawaii Kai has an 8:50, a 9:08, a 10:28. Turtle Bay, 8:30, 9:30, 10:36. Women's League, they're on the golf course. They're going to keep an eye on you. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. And the Ducks are playing at Royal Hawaiian Country Club. There's a 9 o'clock, a 9:50, and a 10:08 if you'd like to go. It's a gorgeous course, too. They're all beautiful. Eva Beach Golf Course, 8:38, 9:28, 10:42. Bayview, 9:02, 10:10, 11:32. And Wailea on the Gold Course, there's a 10:30. On the Emerald Course, there's a 9:30. The Hawaii State Junior Golf Association Stroke Play Tournament is happening there. The Seabury Hall Tournament is happening on the Blue Course. And we've also got Maui Nui. So if you just want to go to Maui Nui, go. There's an 8:58, a 9:26, and a 10:18. All right, we're going to wrap it up, bring it to you right after this. Matt Adams, John Peter Hagan, Casey Nakama, Joey Ruggiero, and Jared Yim after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
I'm Danielle Tucker, host of The Golf Club.
Brought to you by the Newtown Driving Range. Warm up before your round or wind down after work. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Crew. Good golf, good food, and great fun. The Aloha Section PGA, teach your kids to play golf, the game that lasts forever. Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips. In Evilay, next to Costco Gas, and in Waipahu. And teaching pro Claude Brousseau at the Wailea Golf Academy Maui.
The Golf Club
on 101.1.
You know, way back in the day, a long, long time ago, Hurricane Helene, I think it was, maybe it was Helene, tore up Augusta National. And they managed to put it all back together again and make the tournament happen. It's amazing what they can do at Augusta National. I think everything down underneath Augusta National, there's all these people working to make sure that everything is perfect. Well, in Hawaii, we have a hurricane churning its way in our general direction. And during the weather forecast, I meant to tell you, it's kind of on a more northerly track. And they've said that if it's going to be north of us, we'll be all right. If it's south of us, not so much. So right now it seems to be going north. And I thought you'd like to know that, but always keep in mind that these things are not predictable, and everybody's stocking up as you should, getting ready, have a plan, take care of the family, and make sure everything is ready just in case. And now, Matt Adams, host Fairways of Life on Golf Channel, syndicated via TV affiliates around the country, available around the world for free on the Fairways of Life YouTube channel, and on every audio platform globally. This is Matt Adams, also an equipment reporter, NBC and Golf Central. Welcome into the clubhouse, Matt.
Hey, Danielle. How have you been?
Good. Good, 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 and good. And, you know, have you ever kind of waited for a hurricane in Florida, maybe, or something like that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've lived on the water my whole life, so I've been through them high and low, from New England all the way down to Florida, and they're not fun, I can tell you that.
Yeah, we've had our share. I have a t-shirt that says, I survived Hurricane Iniki, which tore up Kauai, and it's a lie. I wasn't on Kauai at the time, but I think I bought it to kind of support the folks on Kauai. They always get some of the heaviest stuff. But back to golf.
Gary, yeah.
Dottie Pepper wrote on X, "Bravo, Keegan Bradley. Never too late to do the right thing, especially for a gentleman, champion, and patriot like Larry Nelson." Larry Nelson was invited to be the U.S. Ryder Cup ambassador. I thought that was so cool.
Yeah, absolute class, because Larry Nelson was slated to be a Ryder Cup captain, and then was stepped over. It was during a time of different political winds from the PGA of America, and a man that had a remarkable Ryder Cup record. In fact, his first Ryder Cup in 1979, he seemed to go up against Seve nonstop, and Seve just couldn't get him. He had Seve's number that drove Seve insane that this man would come out and do what he did. And here we had Larry Nelson, a guy who served in very, very harsh and intense combat in Vietnam, came out of serving in Vietnam, kind of learned the game at that time because he was mostly a baseball player prior to that. He ends up winning three major championships. So he had all the credentials. He did everything that he could in every way, by every measure, for his country, and no less in the golf context at the Ryder Cup. And he was never rewarded accordingly. He was a quiet man, and perhaps in this case, sometimes the quiet man gets overlooked, and he was. So this is a small way of, I think, giving him the glory and the attention that he deserves for what he has done and all those measures that I just discussed. So,
yes.
Yeah, bravo.
Yes, bravo indeed. You made me smile, one of the biggest smiles I've had all morning long. So the Ryder Cup is Friday, September 26th through the 28th. And Luke Donald selected Ludvig Åberg, Matt Fitzpatrick, Victor Hovland, Shane Lowry, John Rahm, Sepp Straka as his six captain's picks to complete his 12-man European team for that 2025 Ryder Cup in New York. They're joined by the automatic qualifiers, Tommy Fleetwood, Tyrrell Hatton, Rasmus Højlund, Robert McIntyre, Rory McIlroy, and Justin Rose. Of course, they're going up at Bethpage Black in Farmington, New York. And I've got to ask you, they have not had the best luck against the United States team, but that is an incredible team to go up against us. What do you think the odds are?
Yeah, I mean, they had incredible luck from the measure of what they did at Marco Simone and, in Italy. They dominated the Americans, and they have since 2002. The record from the U.S. side is 3-8. So they've definitely got the number of the USA. What we have seen over the last few years is that the home team tends to win the Ryder Cup. When you talk about the European side in particular, the first six who qualified. More power to them. They got it. Shane Lowry only missed qualifying by four, but he's had an up-and-down season. Mm. But he's Shane Lowry, and they went with the tried and true. So I'm okay with that. I thought Matt Fitzpatrick was a very, very kind of go-with-the-safe pick. But he's been on three Ryder Cups, and his record is 1-7 in the win and loss column. So I thought that was a little bit strange. I was hoping that Matt Wallace would get the pick there. Yeah. And we saw Matt Wallace in tears after he finished the tournament prior because he didn't feel like he did enough to warrant the captain's choice. And I suspect the reason why he was in tears is because he had already heard that he wasn't going to be on that team.
Yeah.
So other than that, that is what it is. That's the team that they're going into battle with. On the U.S. side, just to pay it off, because if I'm going to talk about it, I'll go through it. Scottie Scheffler, J.J. Smahn, Xander Schauffele, Russell Henley, Harris English, Bryson DeChambeau with the automatics, Justin Thomas, Colin Morikawa, Ben Griffin were three of the captain's picks. Then Keegan Bradley stepped over, Maverick McNealy at 10th, himself at 11th, Brian Harman at 12th, and Andrew Novak in 13th, and picked Cameron Young, Patrick Cantlay, and Sam Burns. So from that standpoint, the question that I would have, Danielle, is that when Keegan Bradley was named captain of the United States Ryder Cup team, we were led to believe, whether overtly or by suggestion, that he was going to be this agent of change. You know, look for it to be, you know, radical agent of change. This guy who had been, you know, snubbed for the spot and the last time that he definitely should have gotten. Instead, we heard that decisions were made to put players on the team because of their friends with other players in the team, and they match up well. You know, Xander and Cantlay are often discussed. Sam Burns and Scottie Scheffler are often discussed through our others. Well, at the end of it, we got, you know, Xander and Cantlay, which Cantlay really didn't have that great of a season coming in, but of course he's got the experience. So, and the fact that Keegan overstepped himself, you know, I was sad about that too. I was hoping that he was going to be on that team.
Yes.
You know, I saw all the talking heads, all the pundits. It wasn't usually players. It was usually media people, mm-hmm, who were vehemently against him coming in, saying, well, you can't do both jobs, which I didn't understand, because how can you judge that when the last time it was done was 1963? I mean, what criteria are you using to judge that? So I think that everyone is applauding Keegan as being great leadership, almost heroic, and that he did not pick himself to focus on the captain's role. That was his choice to do, but he didn't do it. And so I felt for that. The other question that I have, which I'll bounce off you too, was it a game of cat and mouse? Was it subterfuge? Or what is it that Keegan Bradley is one of the ingenious coaches? I know he's a huge New England fan, so call it Belichick at the height of the Patriots run, in that if he knew, he told in his press conference that he had known for some time, by his account, some time, that he wasn't going to be the U.S. Ryder Cup playing captain, just captain. Okay, if that's the case, then why didn't you tell us that some time ago?
Yeah.
He didn't say that they were holding open the possibility, the door, that perhaps some of these people they thought they were going to put on the team weren't in form, et cetera, et cetera. He just said some time ago we had made the decision that I wasn't going to do it. Okay, why didn't you tell us that, or was it Belichick-like that you left that issue hanging out there because you knew it would draw all the hornets to that honey, and it would be so intense that it would dissuade all the noise from the players themselves? From that standpoint, if that's what he did and if that's what he meant to do, it was absolutely genius.
Genius, yes.
If that wasn't what he was doing, then the question remains, why the song and dance? Why the shadows and mirrors? I don't know which side it was, but it makes for a really compelling thought in terms of how it all settled out. And I guess it's because of the side of the pond that we're on, that we're having so much more discussion about the U.S. team and the questions that surround it. And I guess that's also part of what makes it so much fun.
Yeah, Absolutely. What else is there? But it just seemed like Keegan was picking friends and not the guys that may be the best for the team.
They may be the best. It just seems like, to what you're alluding to, the formula was the exact same that we have already seen time and time again. And that's where I got into the thing where I thought he was going to be an agent of change. But maybe change in that regard was not what the U.S. team needed. So that was my only reason for bringing that up.
Yeah. Well, no, I just, it's interesting. And, you know, we're talking about it because the Ryder Cup's coming up. And what better, you know, venue to be on and what better format? It's the most exciting, compelling part of golf. But I noticed what you meant when you said the significant gain in golf's ratings has happened in 2025.
Yeah.
Why do you think that's happening?
I think it's because the golf has been so darn good, in fairness. You know, you start from the players, you start from obviously the Masters and Rory collapsing to his knees and getting emotional,
yes,
winning the career Grand Slam. I mean, I could go on and on and on with the high points of the season, and rightfully so, I suppose. You start that perspective from the major championships on down. I think that it's funny, when the PGA Tour announced the signature events, personally, I wasn't that crazy about the format where you're talking about 70 to 80-ish players, there's no cut, elevated purse.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of looked at it and went, wait a minute, I thought the appeal of golf was you eat what you kill, you got to make the cut. Well, why not make it like an invitational and make the field 120, but you still have a cut, even if the cut is only 40 or 50 people, whatever it is, you know, there's still that element. And then, there was, I suppose, the fear that the stars wouldn't be around for the weekend if you have a cut, and you want to deliver the stars for the people, you want to deliver to the fans, in other words, want to deliver the stars for those on site, you want to deliver the stars for those paying the bill in terms of the big corporate sponsorships, et cetera. And despite all of those concerns that we heard time and again, I was one of them that raised them, everybody loved it. The signature events seemed to excel because you did have the best of the best competing against each other, and then they actually helped the events in between. Instead of making those in-between events weaker because all the stars are over here, at least in the second half of the season, you had people that were trying to battle to get inside of the top 50 to be in the signature events for 2026. Then you had the guys that were trying to get into the top 70 to make it into the playoffs. Then you had those that were trying to make it inside of the top 100, because if you weren't inside the top 100, contrary to prior years where it used to be 125, you wouldn't keep your card. All of that caused all of this sand to try to go into a bag that was a little too small to fit them all in there, and it made for really compelling golf. So I think it was all those reasons that contributed to the fact that golf got really interesting. People were working really hard and grinding away with great storylines, and it connected. It connected with the people. And I mean, the ancillary side of that, Danielle, is that it put a big old damper on the conversations with Liv. When the Strategic Sports Group came in and invested $1.5 billion in the PGA Tour, all of a sudden the $1 billion that was being floated out there by the public investment fund didn't seem like all that critical size money. Now, look, they're not fools. They didn't turn their back on the billion straight away. They went into negotiations, but their position, I believe, shifted, where instead of saying, you know, we're going to make you the chairman, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, everything got a little bit tighter because they just got $1.5 billion from somebody else. So it made for a really fascinating dynamic. And then to add to that dynamic, other than Bryson DeChambeau, the other huge stars that only a couple years ago felt like a massive void from the PGA Tour kind of went off the boil a little bit, because when do we see them predominantly? We see them the most at the majors, and they really weren't the factor that they had been at the majors. There's all kinds of theories as to why. Maybe there are a lot of people saying, hey, Liv doesn't provide them the same opportunity to prepare, whatever. That's their decision one way or another. But regardless, whether we're talking about DJ, whether we're talking about Brooks, you had players like that just weren't as prominent in the year that was. And so I think the fan base started going past them and looking to other people. Mm-hmm. And then you had Scottie Scheffler, who starts doing things, one of the players that people started to look to, maybe not with the same sex appeal, maybe not with the it factor that we've seen from other big stars, but he's starting to knock on the door of doing little things the way we remember Tiger used to do little things.
Yeah.
Tiger at the same age was way past him, but Scottie's still doing remarkable, remarkable things. So there's a lot of things that went in the recipe, and I didn't even touch on them all. But that's why I think it started to surge, those ratings.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I think you summed it all up nicely. You bring up Tiger. Do you think Tiger will play on the senior tour?
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah,
oh,
absolutely,
yes!
I do. The Champs Tour allows them to use the carts. And he needs to use the cart.
Yep.
He already told us a million times, when he's using the cart, no problem. I waddle out, I hit a shot, I waddle back in and zoom off to the next one. So, yeah, I think that one of the things that amazes me about Tiger is that Tiger never lost his competitive fire.
No.
Jack did. He told us he did, right?
Right.
He lost that competitive fire. He went into industry, went into business,
yes,
went into course design, did all these things.
Yeah.
When Greg Norman was number one in the world forever before Tiger absolutely demolished that and took over the mantle, he, too, kind of lost that competitive fire, went into business, went into the turf business, went into the wine business, on and on, et cetera, clothing, Great White Shark Enterprises. That never happened with Tiger Woods. And I think if you're a fan of the game, that was a massive treat, because in 2019, we watched Tiger Woods do something remarkable and win the Masters, with a Masters that could be argued that was as significant as Jack doing it in 1986. So Tiger says he still wants to compete. He still has that in his blood. And yes, for all those reasons, I do believe we're definitely going to see him on the Champs Tour.
Awesome. Awesome. He brings something to the game that so far no one has been able to, do. It's just, and there's an excitement, there's a magic to the way he just handles things. And we're all waiting, watching, it's just the way he is. I don't know how he does it. I think it's just his being, that everybody has a je ne sais quoi, and he's got it.
Yeah.
In spades, so it's
yeah, he has that it factor.
Yeah, absolutely. So going back to the signature events, and I'm taking it right back to Kapalua, we have a signature event that means a whole lot to Maui, where of course Lahaina burned to the ground, literally. There is nothing left of Lahaina, and they're trying to rebuild. But the economy of Maui suffered greatly with the loss of Lahaina, because it was a major tourist destination. And, of course, the islands are, in a lot of ways, in need of tourists. We made tourism the number one income producer. So now we have the signature event, the Century. And, boy, the Century, a class act. They leave $750,000+ just for the people who need it, the nonprofits who are there. They're wonderful the way they treat everyone. But we have the biggest problem of all, Kapalua's plantation course, where it's always been held, the Century Tournament on the plantation course, kicking off the new year of the PGA Tour in January. Well, it looks like the grass was being watered after a lot of consternation. And hey, it's dead, dying. We need a tournament here. Otherwise, we're losing millions of dollars in tourist dollars, let alone what Century brings to the table. And then we find out just recently that in the last 7 days, they haven't watered the grass, because there's another argument. There's something called the drought, and it's a serious one, in particular on Maui, and they don't want to use water on golf courses. So I know that you looked through this information. What's your take on all of this?
My take is that it is a mix of politics, personalities, egos.
Uh-huh.
supply, et cetera.
Yes.
Because what's happening is that the Water Management Authority is saying that the golf course overwatered, used more water than they were entitled to, and it basically triggered a shutoff because of the drought conditions, but that's also where the politics comes in. The owners of Kapalua, the plantation course, saying that the Water Management Authority should have been updating the delivery of the water, and because it is antiquated in their estimation, that they were incapable of delivering the water that they needed to the entire region, and that the water has to be held in certain reserves for such purposes, reasons such as the fires, et cetera. So it's a combination of these things, and both sides are pointing their fingers at each other. And if that grass goes, if they shut down that course from September 2nd, the way they said they're going to, for 60 days, you're going to start to lose grass, because grass goes in two stages, well, obviously three stages. One is bright green and looking beautiful. The next one is dormant, and then the third stage is dead. It's the last stage that's the most devastating. What has to happen, in my view right now, Danielle, is that the people that look upon it for two reasons and go, one, we need the tourism dollars coming in, the hotels booked, the dinners booked, the hospitality, et cetera, that goes in an event of this stature. But perhaps even more important than that, it's the message that's carried out to the world that says Maui is open for business.
Yes.
We need you here. We want you here. Look at this absolute heaven on earth. Please come out and see us. And that's up against the politics of the people who are involved that are saying, look, we're trying to do what's best for the community, which includes conservation of the water so that the water is, because it's a drought, and the water has to be available when we need it, where we need it, how we need it to get there. And so that's what's going on. So I have a feeling that if this thing is resolved, it has to come in from a higher level of government authority that says, look, this event is too important to those macro issues that we're discussing in terms of tourism for Maui at large, because this broadcast is being sent around the entire globe, and we need to make sure that we get the water there before this grass is dead. There are lawsuits going back and forth, and that kind of never seems to go quickly. So unless I think a higher authority comes in on a government level, you're going to be looking at a real risk of the golf course being incapable of hosting the event in enough time for it to green up again and for them to prepare it for an event of this stature. And my personal feeling is that if Kapalua is unable to host it, my guess is that they'll keep it on the mainland.
Yes.
Because it goes right back to everything that we were talking about, this kind of almost, I'm not putting a judgment on it, just trying to find a way to define it, this kind of almost rich get richer approach of the PGA Tour to say, well, we've got the biggest players on our tour. They're there as a reward for what they have accomplished. And so we're going to keep them on the mainland so they don't have to travel as far. And because we already saw that during COVID, right? I'm not just making this up off the top of my head. So I think those are the elements. Those are kind of all the blocks that are lined up right now. It's just a question of which one will tip over and cause all the rest to go.
Yeah. And then if it does go to the mainland and maybe they say, well, you know, get your course back together again, but I doubt that it would come back, you know, because everybody would be much more comfortable not flying as far, you know, it being closer to home.
Yeah, that I don't know because it's all based upon contracts. It's one thing or another whether you can or cannot host the event. But I think it would be hard-pressed for them to take it away entirely.
Okay.
That would not be something that I would see happening long-term. But, of course, you never know because this is unprecedented.
Exactly. Wow. Matt, I love talking with you. Thank you so much for being in the clubhouse. Thank you for your take on everything. Really appreciate that thought that maybe, you know, we're not going to have to lose everything on Maui. That income is incredible when I'm looking at it. I have numbers here, but I want to first, Matt Adams, host of Fairways of Life on Golf Channel, syndicated via TV affiliates around the country. What I'd like to know is, how can people listen to you?
I think the easiest way to send it out to your audience, because I know you reach so far and wide, Danielle, just tell them go to the Fairways of Life YouTube page And from there, you can see everything. It's all archived. It's available for free. It's available on demand whenever you want to watch it and see it. If you do prefer to get your delivery through NBC Sports, then yeah, you can catch us on Golf Channel, or you can catch us syndicated in, you know, whoever your regional sports network is, wherever you are and listening to us today, is probably on there. So there's a lot of different options. YouTube is definitely a very easy way to do it.
Awesome. Thank you, Matt.
Great talking to you, Daniel. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Aloha. We're coming back. Yes, we're going to go to Cypress Point with John Peter Hagen right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me? Let's go. Come on.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Hey, 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 it's Aloha Power's week-long sale, and it's time to retire those big box tools. Yeah, because Maruyama is on sale, up to 25% off. You heard right. Maruyama on sale. Riding and walking mowers and chainsaws and whackers and trimmers and a whole lot more. And, of course, we service parts, accessories for every rider, from home to commercial sized. So, you know, it's so easy when you have these materials, these pieces of equipment to do your work, because you mow it, you blow it, you back it, and you're done. Get what you need at Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 coach certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range, located in Aiea. Stop by to warm up before your round, or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe, and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
John Peter Hagen, author, Play Away Please, the tale of the sale of golf's greatest icon, the St. Andrews Old Course Starters Box. Indeed, a real estate developer and architect, a member of Hazeltine with an apartment in Paris and a few rounds under his belt on the Albatross at Le Golf National and projects around the world. His personal mission, of course, became securing that St. Andrews Old Course Starters Box for a development in California through an auction on September 10 in 2001. Welcome into the clubhouse, John.
Good morning. What an introduction. Hello from California.
Are you on the beautiful Cypress Point?
Well, the beautiful Cypress Point, they've teed off this morning in their foursomes. It's not sunny yet. We still have the morning fog, but it should clear by about noon and probably not have much of a breeze this afternoon. Ooh. So, of course, it's going to be docile, shall we say. And but you've still got the 16th hole, which is going to make the singles this afternoon very interesting, and foursomes this morning. But am I there? The answer is no. I'm on adjacent to the course. The grounds are so severely restricted when you think about Cypress Point. Most of the so-called rough or out-of-bounds area is called the Pacific Ocean. So they've only allowed 3,000 people on the course. And that was done by a lottery. I was not successful, and a lot of USGA people are not here either because of that.
Wow.
But if you wanted a ticket on the black market today, you'd probably spend $1,700.
Wow. And yeah. I thought it was only
$750. Wow, that's right. Yeah.
Say that number again.
$1,700.
See, I thought the tickets were going $750, and I thought, boy, that's expensive. But so, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've got the.
All right is correct. Yeah.
Saturday foursomes are out on the golf course, and the golf course is beautiful, absolutely stunning. Can we go back to Thursday just real quick? Because Luke Poulter, Ian Poulter's son, had an incredible morning. It was just incredible watching him. And mind you, this guy just came back from a back injury 7 months ago. You must have seen this.
I did. I wasn't walking around with him on Wednesday, but I was on Wednesday when they were practicing and playing pebble. And it was interesting because one of the Americans, I don't know who it was, drove the third green, which is 404 yards. I was standing there with a marshal, and this ball went whizzing by us, and we said, wait a minute.
Yeah, he's got a long game.
Yeah, that's right. And then yesterday in practice rounds, the current U.S. Open champion, who is a senior in high school and is skipping classes again this week, he had an albatross on the fourth that he knocked in the second shot on the fourth at Cypress. So that I hope that might be a good omen for the Americans. The Europeans do have skills, you know. The top six ranked amateurs in the world are Americans, and they're all here. But there is another Walker Cup kind of event called Continental Europe versus Great Britain, Ireland. And that was played a couple of weeks ago, and Great Britain, Ireland won it. So as we all know with the world of golf, anybody can beat anybody on any given day. So we may have some real firepower out there and a lot of entertainment.
Absolutely. I just have to mention that Luke Poulter, in case you missed it, the incredible morning, he holed out for an eagle on number one and then made his first hole-in-one on number three. As he said, that was really special. And he also said, being positive, coming back from that back injury, always staying positive, knowing that I can do it is the key to it, you know. Did you get a chance to see Tommy Morrison, the 6'9" guy who wears a size 17 shoe?
I did. And he came by, and I was standing there, as I said, with one of the marshals, and this guy came by, and he said, I didn't know they had seniors here. I didn't know they were high school kids. This guy, he's like a tree walking down the fairway.
Wow.
They can bomb it. There were some other things that you mentioned, Poulter. There were some other things that were very interesting with the European team, and that they arrived last weekend. And Saturday, they walked Cyprus with no clubs.
Oh.
Yeah. And understanding that they can all vomit, all 19 of them that are playing golf, that they all understand it's going to be a short game tournament. And the second time they were on Cyprus, they walked it, but only took a handful of balls, a wedge, and their putter.
Ah, yeah, smart.
Yeah,
yeah.
Tells you
really smart.
Tells you something. Well, yeah. It's same with us. You know, we can't drive it where we're supposed to be driving it. We need a good wedge and a good putter, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I'm going to go back. You know, Tommy Morrison has a hard time finding his shoes, a size 17. You know, that's difficult. Getting clothes when you're not 6'9", not easy either. Morrison says, what did they do to get shoes for him? They took Charles Barkley's custom shoe and double ordered it.
Interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. That's funny, and that's probably close to the truth, because Shaquille O'Neal wears a size 25.
Whoa. Okay.
I can get both, and I did once. I ran into him when I was involved with Nike, and I got both feet in one shoe.
That's hard to imagine, you know. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So, yes. So Great Britain and Ireland doing their best to make history and win against the dominant U.S. team. What do you think?
Well, I think it's going to be a couple of them are going to have to get sick on the range around the course, I think, Great Britain and Ireland to do anything of significance. But the winner of the U.S. amateur 2 weeks ago at the Olympic Club, he's only 174th in the world in terms of a ranking.
Wow. So, as you said, you know, anyone can win depending on the day.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
When you're this good, for certain. Yeah, I was surprised that Luke Poulter was 27th in the world amateur rankings.
Well, but if you look at those rankings, they change every week dramatically. You know, you get somebody that finishes in the top 10. I mean, we have a young girl in California whose name is Asterix Tally.
Yes.
And she's number 2 in the world. And she's playing on the Junior Ryder Cup team this year. She may be the only girl on it, but you know, she's had top three finishes in international tournaments this year already, and she's a junior in high school.
Wow, that's it's first tee.
Well, and you mentioned first tee. You know, next week. Or 2 weeks, the Pure Insurance Senior Tour with the First Tee kids, and there will be some kids here from Hawaii. They bring 80 exceptional teens in to play 4 days with a cut with the Senior Tour, and they're on Pebble for 4 days.
Wow.
It's interesting because some of these kids have never been out of the state they live in or on an airplane.
Right. Yeah.
And it's remarkable. But last year, I think it was a Hawaiian girl. I was on the walking the 18th hole as a marshal, and she hit her drive on 18, 203 yards from the hole on 18 from the green, and she knocked it on with a 3-iron.
Wow.
Made eagle.
Wow.
She beat her senior tour player. I think he picked up about $200,000 just by having a 16-year-old play golf with him.
That's awesome. I do need to ask you about Pebble Beach. Do you live right on Pebble Beach or close to Pebble Beach?
I live 2 blocks from the course. You know, it's a quarter mile walk to the lodge, shall we say.
Wow.
So very
nice.
Close, yes.
Very
but
nice.
I'm certainly not in one of those mansions you see on television.
Well, that's all right. It's a lot to take care of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And actually, my house was built in 1924, just at its 101st birthday.
Wow.
And it was built as stables for polo ponies.
Huh. I bet they tore up the course.
Yeah, well, back then, you know, golf was not the reason you went to Pebble. You went to Pebble to play polo.
I don't think a lot of people know that. That's very interesting. Now, so on X, you know, the social media platform, a fellow posited this. Say you go on a dream golf trip to Pebble Beach, and you wind up with this weather. It's literally pouring, and it doesn't let up the entire round. How many holes are you playing? And one guy replied, I happen to know, Mike replied, at that price, 18, I'll shoot 116. I don't care.
It's true. It's like Scotland, you know, and because the AT&T is in January, which is the beginning of our winter in terms of a weather pattern with the currents that come from Hawaii, you know, our summer really doesn't start till the middle of August.
Oh, okay.
And summer goes away quickly in the middle of November. But you're right. Pounding winds, pounding rain. It's the same as Scotland. You keep playing. That's it. And you know we don't have lightning problems here. So you find it, you hit it again. You know?
Yeah, splash. Whoops, my divot is full of water. Boy, John, this is great. Thank you so much for being in the clubhouse. Is there anything you wanted to bring up that I haven't given you an opportunity to?
Well, I think there are two things quickly. One is the USGA Foundation, which is a new organization, is taking a parallel course of activity with First Tee. And they're forgetting about people your age and my age, Danielle. They're going after the parents and grandparents that are absolutely committed to their young children being involved in the world of golf, and that's great.
Yes.
And the second thing is that you've got another course coming, or another big tournament we have here the first week of October, which is a women's mid-amateur. And there's going to be some kids there that barely qualify because they're too young, but they're probably a winner will come out of that very young age group.
And that's fantastic. Yeah. You'll have to be on the show then.
I'll be happy to. The final coda to this conversation is all of a sudden, we tend to forget that the 2026 PGA Tour starts next week, and it starts up. It's in Napa, in the Napa Valley, at the Silverado Resort, and 10 of the 12 Americans on Ryder Cup are in it, including Scheffler.
Well, you may
remember Ryder Cup 2 years ago. There were guys that hadn't played golf in 5 weeks and showed up and. The Americans didn't want that very much.
No, you got to be involved all the time. Thank you, John.
That's right.
Yes. Good talking with you, and I look forward to our next chat.
Play well.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you. Aloha. All right, we're coming back. Casey Nakama, Hawaii Golf Hall of Famer, inducted in 2015. He's the director of golf and founder and owner of the Casey Nakama Golf Development Center. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliance signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club radio show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates, and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's Rick at radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 Coach Certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Casey Nakama, Hawaii Golf Hall of Famer, Director of Golf and founder and owner of the Casey Nakama Golf Development Center and the managing partner, Newtown Golf Driving Range. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. You know, the Newtown Golf Driving Range, the reviews have been absolutely terrific. Here's a couple. Great to hit some balls and practice your swing. Restaurant is good, employees are awesome, and good vibes all around. Another one said, close to my house, so this is my best option. By parking lot's okay, but it gets full on Friday and Saturday nights. Good new mats, and the new shade things are 100% improvement than hitting balls in the old days. So you're going to have to tell me what that means. I don't understand. What is the new shade things?
Well, I think when we took it over 4 years ago, Danielle, it was just an open driving range, kind of like Alawai, where there's no shades for, you know, there's a sitting and resting in between hitting balls. Yeah, so that was one of the things. When we redid the concrete area where we put our mats on, and now we made it all nice and smooth, it was nice, and I was sitting there one day, and there was no one there at lunchtime because it was just too hot. So we knew that we had to put up some type of shade for, you know, in a sitting area right behind the stalls. And once we put that up, the place took off. Yeah.
Wow.
It's so much more comfortable to hit balls in. And you can sit there in between and your shots. You can relax. You can go get a drink and get some food from the cafe and sit down in the shade now. So, yeah, that made a big difference for us.
I bet, because the sun is particularly hot nowadays.
You know, during our summer, it was hot. You know, like I said, I was sitting there one morning, and I was all happy with the new surface that we had, but there was no one hitting balls on the range because it was just too hot that in between shots, you know, there's no way to rest and sit down in the shade. So, yeah, we figured that was one of those things that, you know, we had to put up.
Right on.
But we also, you know, well, we also keep all our mats new. I order new mats every year, and we rotate our balls out pretty good. So we, just as a golf professional, we want to provide a nice area for them to practice. And so the mats are good, the dividers are nice, and the balls are always in good rotation. So, yeah, so when the players are hitting balls, the golfers, they really can tell that, you know, they're measuring distances and they want to hit good golf balls because players are picking through the baskets of balls all the time.
Right on.
So that was one of the big things, yeah.
Yeah, and so you have 28 stalls?
Yes, we have 29 stalls.
Oh.
It's not that big. 29 is not that big, but that it's big enough. And, you know, just on the weekends when we get really crowded, I wish we had a bigger parking lot because that was one of the reviews that we had. But, I can't help it. We have about 62 stalls. But, yeah, so 29 stalls to hit balls and 62 parking stalls. We figured that would be enough, but obviously it's not enough because on weekends it goes crazy.
Wow. You have 61 parking stalls?
Yeah. Well, we have about 62 parking stalls.
Oh, 62. Yes, I'm getting numbers wrong today. Yeah.
You know, the cafe serve really good food. So, you know, a lot of people come just for eating and meals, you know, lunchtime and dinner time. So, they take up some of the stalls, but it's fine. Busy is good.
Busy is good. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm thrilled that it's so busy. What does it mean? The wait list starts about 5 o'clock, 5 p.m.
Yeah. You know, that's something that it's one of those things that it's a good thing, but yet it's one of those things that happens and we can't help that. And, you know, like I said, we have 29 stalls. Our facility is good and clean, and a lot of people want to come and practice hit balls. So we have a wait list, you know, from the evening time, and usually it goes pretty fast. And when later in the evening, when we have a wait list at the ending part of the night, I make sure that all the players get in to go hit balls. So
fantastic.
We want to, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a place to go eat.
You know, that's the best thing.
Yes.
You know, one of those things that the combination of the range is our whole package there is the cafe has really good food, you know, and Kellen Asao has his shop over there and they're fixing equipment. They're doing some lessons. And so it's just a one-stop everything for golfing, for golf practice.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, in addition to the Newtown driving range, you of course have the Casey Nakama Golf Development Center. And I need to ask you this question because I've been thinking about it occasionally and it slips my mind. Michelle Wee was one of your students when she was little, right?
Yes. Back in about 2000, yeah, around there.
Right, right. And that was while we haven't heard anything from Michelle. Are you still in touch, or how's she doing?
You know, she's in Hawaii probably a couple times a year at least, and people see her. And she made contact one time to see if we could take a look at her. I think it's daughter McKenna. And yes, and she wanted to, she called and she said, "Hey, Casey, can you take a look at McKenna's golf swing?" Yeah, so.
That's sweet. That's wonderful. So she has, she's a family. She's a mom. She's a mom.
Yeah, you know, she's in normal life now. She's enjoying her life now, you know, being a being a mom and everything. And so I think they live in Las Vegas. And they might have a home here, but they're here quite often. Because a lot of people tell me that, "Hey, Casey, we saw Michelle at the shopping center or something like that." But yeah, she called only that one time to see if we could take a look at her daughter's swing.
Yeah, that's nice. Did you?
Yeah, actually, we ended up hook up because there was something that came up. It was right at Thanksgiving time.
Oh, yeah.
And things we were busy, yeah. But she said she'll call again.
It's awesome. Yes. Okay. That's good to hear. You know, it's like, Michelle Wee, what is she doing? Well, she's raising a child.
Yeah.
That's one of the most...
Yeah, she's she's into normal life now. So
yeah,
good, great for her.
Yeah, it's one of the most important things you can do in the world is raise children. Okay, now you, speaking of children, are an instructor. And how do people get in touch with the Casey Nakama Golf Development Center?
Usually their first contact is they're going to call us at 808-259-7712. They're going to be making contact with Jerry, and then we'll get all the information, emails and everything, and then we start the contact from there, from our introductory program, you know, going in. You know, we do, our program is really good, and I have some terrific instructors that help me. So we do from introductory programs all the way to advanced programs where kids are getting trying to get scholarships, getting out of high school. So we cover from top to bottom.
Excellent. What's the youngest that you teach?
The youngest we take now is getting a little bit closer to 8 years old. They don't need experience, but we take them at 7.5, 8 years old and get them going from there.
Right on. Okay. And this is, you're not just at Pearl Country Club, you're also, or Pearl at Kalaau'au, you're also at Mililani and at Bayview?
No, we're not there anymore.
Oh.
We're only doing it at Pearl. We're only doing it at Pearl.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, okay. That's good. You know, I have this old sheet.
Yeah. Hey, you know, Danielle, I just wanted to say something is that golf is in a really good place right now. It's been, the kids are playing and, you know, when golf is, there's a lot of attention to the PGA Tour, the LPGA on TV. The Ryder Cup is going to be coming up at the end of September. Golf is in a really good place. I think the municipal golf courses are really busy. So, you know, people are having fun playing golf. So we're in a good place right now. I'm in a good industry and we're in a good place.
Yes, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And what's fabulous about the game of golf is when you get your children involved, they learn more about how to behave than you could ever teach them at home. Because
you know, there's so much life lessons in this game. It's amazing on, you know, things that they got to learn, discipline and, you know, a lot of responsibility and a lot of those things. But, you know, I've had quite a few parents tell me that, you know, I started my kids in golf because later on I want to play golf with them. You know, the parents play golf. They said, I want to, you know, have a family day that we can go and play golf. And so that has happened a lot. You know, we've had a lot of girls and boys that, you know, having fun with their family after they start learning how to play golf. And that's a terrific thing because that's going to be lifelong. That's
yes.
going to be a lifelong thing that they're going to do.
Yes. And just walking the fairways is awesome.
I played a lot of different sports and there's a lot of great sports, soccer and volleyball and all those, you know, baseball and all those other great sports. But at a certain point, I don't think the parents can participate with their children be playing that sport. You know what I'm saying? When
yes.
they get a little bit older, as a family, they can go out and go play golf. But yeah, the family, I don't think you can go out and go play basketball or soccer or volleyball. So that's why golf is a very unique sport.
Yes.
You know, in that aspect that, yeah, eventually you're going to be able to do that with your family. So.
Right on.
Yeah, we love that. Yeah.
And when does your next session start?
Our next session actually is going to get started in a few weeks. We're going to be starting in the end of September, and that's our last session for the year. We usually end right at the beginning of December. So it's going to be starting in the next few weeks. So if they get that number, that 259-7712 number, give Jerry a call, and they can get started.
Excellent. Casey Nakama, Golf Development Center at Pearl at Kalaau'au. Thank you. That's Pearl yep. Country Club.
Pearl at Kalaau'au, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the number again is 259-7712. Get your kids into golf. It's a gift that lasts a lifetime. Thank you very much, Casey.
Danielle, thank you. I'll talk again.
Yes. Aloha.
All right.
Bye. All right. Thank you so much. All right. We're going to take a break and we're going to come back. And I'm looking forward to Joy Ruggiero, PGA, and Jared Yim, PGA. They're calling in from Wailea and we're going to talk about first tee. So it's one of those moments where we really dig in and get kids in right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Aloha Power Equipment is having one of their fantastic sales, and in this case, it is Maruyama. Maruyama is on sale at, yes, of course, Aloha Power Equipment, where you can get everything you need first class so that you can take care of your property. And maybe your mom's, because she's not doing so good anymore and she needs a little help. Maybe you'd like to leave that piece of equipment over at her place so you don't have to take it with you everywhere you go. That's right. It's Maruyama on sale all this week. So you got to get down to Aloha Power Equipment. They're in Evile, right close to the Costco. In fact, when you're going down Evile Road, you can see the Costco and you can see, yes, there they are. Aloha Power Equipment, the sign tells you all. And if you're going to the Waipahu one, you're heading, coming from town, you'd be going westbound, Evabound, and you're going down Farrington Highway through Waipahu, and you come to Waipahu Depot Street. Now, if you make, you can't really make a left turn, well, you can make a left turn, but you, it's hard to make a right turn into their parking lot. So you'd go one block further. That's just the way I like it. Make a U, and then you're right into their parking lot, and it's really comfortable. That's Aloha Power Equipment. Week-long celebration. Work smarter, faster, easier with their riding and walking mowers, chainsaws, whackers, and a whole lot more. Maruyama is on sale. 25% off. Get yours today at Aloha Power Equipment. Open Monday through Saturday at Evile next to the Costco gas station and in Waipahu.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range located in Iaea. Stop by to warm up before your round or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun. If you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing, schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and three-time PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning, call Claude at 808-856-9458 or by email claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's 808-856-9458. And have more fun playing golf.
K-O-R-L, Y-N-I, Honolulu. You know, we were talking about the 2025 Walker Cup. It's on Golf Channel for live TV coverage and on Peacock for their exclusive early streaming coverage. And if you want, you can also find coverage on the streaming services like Fubo on Golf Channel. They have the exclusive TV coverage of the Walker Cup, but there's also the streaming options. As I mentioned, Fubo, and on Saturday, Peacock today. Peacock is streaming the open foursome session, followed by Golf Channel's later coverage, and that will be the same for tomorrow's. So these are the guys playing, all right? Tyler Weaver and Connor Graham versus Jackson Koivun and Tommy Morrison. We've got Luke Poulter and Charlie Foster And Ben James and Stuart Hagestad. Okay, so Ben James and Stuart Hagestad, USA. Luke Poulter and Charlie Forster are the GB and I, Great Britain and Ireland. And 8:30 in the morning, they went off Stuart Graham and Elliot Baker, Great Britain and Ireland versus Preston Stout and Ethan Fang of the United States. And at 8:45 in the Saturday foursomes, Cameron Adam and Dominic Clemens of Great Britain and Ireland are going up against Jace Summey and Michael Lasasso of the USA. So it's so much fun. I mean, these guys are so good. You'll learn just by watching it on television, some of the different choices they make. There's also the Saturday singles with Great Britain playing versus U.S. players at 1:45 in the afternoon. So the foursomes and the singles, that's all happening. And I'm really looking forward to, I've got a recording. Great Britain and Ireland is going to try to do their best to make history and win against the rather dominant U.S. team. That was all according to Luke Poulter. And then Luke said, Dad warned the Great Britain and Ireland team that it's going to be tough, but stay positive. And he said that's really the way it works for him. And that's how he got through that 7-month-long rehab after having some work done on his back and hip area. Okay, looking back now, Poipu Bay Junior Classic. I wanted to mention, because, you know, there's the First Tee, and then there's Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. And First Tee is for the kids, the young ones, and then you kind of go into HSJGA, and then after that, college. And a lot of kids get, oh, I don't know, you know, they're chosen, and then they get all their tuition taken care of. You know, we always have to look for the bright spots that can not only make the child happy, because if they've been with the game as long as they have been, as a kid with First Tee, and then as a, you know, mid-sized child. Yes, indeed. We're having quite the time this morning. And then going off into college, it's a wonderful game. All right. So Poipu Bay Junior Classic, first place medalist. I wanted to mention, and there are several. 11-12, Madison Soor. Boys, 13-14, Daniel Cho. Boys, 15-18, Logan Lemon. And girls, 15-18, Hudson Omori. And I want to just say, way to go. I mean, I'm so proud of all the hard work you put into not just your schoolwork and your home life, but in practicing and keeping up and enjoying. And the smiles on your faces, beautiful. And then the Eddie Hogan Cup, Team Hawaii competed at the 57th Eddie Hogan Cup, Riverside Golf and Country Club, hosted by the Oregon Golf Association, and competed with heart, again, like in their hearts were into it, against some of the top juniors in the West, like Leo Saito of Hilo, Gunnar Lee of Kaneohe, Taylor George of Mililani, and Lakota Lee of Kihei, guided by captains Todd Michelson, PGA, the director of golf at the club at Kukui'ula, and Connor Weber, associate PGA. Congratulations to all of you for all the hard work you put into it. All right, we're going to take another break, and we're going to get right back into it with First Tee coming up after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me, but it's all.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates, and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
I'm 9 now, but when I was 8, I do things I wasn't supposed to.
You don't talk when people are putting.
Always repair the ball mark.
You keep your own score, so you have to know how to act.
And you gotta tell the truth.
Put a golf club in kids' hands and watch them grow.
If you do certain things that you're not supposed to, you get a shot added to your score. You don't want to do those things.
The First Tee teaches kids values that will impact their communities and the rest of their lives.
If it wasn't for golf, I'd be like my friends, a couch potato.
Visit thefirsttee.org to learn more.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
All right, we're going to go on a trip. Now, don't listen to me if you're driving your car. All right, close your eyes. Close your eyes. If you're driving, don't close your eyes. Close your eyes. We're going to Wailea. Wailea on Maui. A very, very, very beautiful golf course. And we're going to be talking with two people. One is Jared Yim, First Tee Hawaii Program Manager at Wailea. And I can't pronounce her first name. Would you help me with your first name, Joy?
Joy, that's correct. You've got it.
Oh, Joy, I'm so happy. Joy Ruggiero, the First Tee Hawaii Program Director. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you so much for having us, Danielle.
Absolutely. Didn't you like that last commercial that just ran about First Tee? You know,
I did. It was fantastic. And actually, one of the things I wanted to share with your listeners today is how many stories just like that we get from our program participants that come in every week. They're sharing with us about their lives. They're sharing with us about their friends. They're telling us that sometimes on the golf course, that's really the only place where they feel like they're truly themselves.
Wow.
And so it's such a gift to be able to help to direct this program. And we're excited about our new program location starting in Wailea.
Yes, that's it. It's First Tee Wailea. It's First Tee Hawaii, of course, but it's First Tee Wailea. Now, what is the youngest you can be to get into First Tee?
Our programs start at age 7. So the first class will be from 7 to 9. And we really love grouping our participants by age rather than by playing ability, because we do find that, you know, players of all skill levels can really learn something from each other. And when you group peers with peers based by age, they can really let down their guard and be themselves, as I had mentioned before.
Yeah. That must be like, I don't know, enriching to your heart. Watching all
absolutely
these.
Absolutely, it
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
I'll let Jared share. Maybe he's got a couple of just heartfelt stories because his background in teaching is extensive.
Okay, Jared, you know, before the girls keep talking, we're dangerous, you know. So, Jared, tell us your thoughts after all this conversation.
Everything that Joy said, I have to agree with. The kiddos, you know, are higher skill leveled kiddos in the same class. They get to start teaching and passing on what they know. And then really there's these bonds that are created. You know, it doesn't matter what the skill level is between these kids. And it's such an awesome thing to see. I've got tons of kids that have had, and have been part of classes multiple classes, and you see them kind of growing, you see them kind of developing, and then they start sheltering and welcoming in those new kiddos, the first timers, maybe the second timer. They didn't have that many friends, and it's just creating this bond, and golf is that kind of glue for us at First Tee.
Yeah. Boy, doesn't that just make you smile? Made me smile. Beginning the First Tee Hawaii on Maui at Wailea Golf Course. That's what's happening. First Tee Hawaii, Maui, Wailea Golf Course. Beautiful golf course. I wanted to mention some of the people behind First Tee Hawaii. Officers, President Mary B. Porter King. Vice President Dan Settle, Secretary Mark Rolfing, Treasurer Daniel Lamb, and some of the board members, Adam Dornbush, Greg Nichols on Oahu, on Maui, Brenda Rago, PGA, Michael Castillo, PGA, Alan Battersley. You know, you probably know some of these people, or at least know of them. And this is such an incredible group of people who want First Tee to, spread and grow, not just the game, but the kids. And it's wonderful hearing Joy and Jared talk about the lessons and what you just said about how the older kiddos get to teach the younger ones, and the younger ones, they probably love that. Usually when you're kids, the older ones don't want to have anything to do with the younger ones. But it's not like that in class, right?
No, not at all. I think, like you said, the kids just kind of let their guards down with each other. And all of our staff, but when it comes down to it, the kids working with people of their age and working with kids of their same kind of peer group,
yeah,
there's nothing better to me than since seeing that.
Yeah, and I love them, teaching the little ones. You know, that's the older ones helping the little ones. That's nice. Now, what does a child need to go to First Tee? What do the kids need to have?
In order to be a participant at First Tee, you just need to have an open mind and an attitude of wanting to learn. We provide all of the equipment, materials, games, and clubs.
Wow.
At each site location. So if a family does not have clubs, we are more than happy to provide borrow clubs for the sessions while kids are taking class with us. And we also do have a financial aid program for any families that need a little financial assistance in order to attend class. It's really important to us that we make golf accessible to as many families as possible, full stop. So if your little one is interested in golf, maybe been seeing their friends talk about it or wanting to try it, we want to be your first stop. We want to be the first ones you come to. And then we also want to continue to nurture you through the golf journey. As a part of Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, we want to be able to point these First Tee kids who have maybe come to the program for several years, they're getting older, they're thinking about getting competitive, they're thinking about becoming athletes, golf athletes. We also want to hold their hands, hold their family's hands, and show them what's next.
Excellent. Wow. Now, I noticed I was, kind of reading up on things. Are you folks still looking for enthusiastic and caring individuals to serve as positive mentors and role models for the First Tee kids?
Absolutely. And what makes an excellent coach, Danielle, is exactly what you said. Someone who wants to be a positive mentor. If you have an interest in golf, you would be a fantastic coach. I think a lot of us, we think to ourselves, oh, well, I'm not that great of a golfer. I'm not a PGA pro. I don't know if I have anything to teach. And my plea to you is you absolutely do. If you're listening to this, you love kids and you love golf, you absolutely have something to contribute to the growth of this game, and you can do it with First Tee.
That's fantastic. And this program, this First Tee program, what is it built on?
Jared, I'll let you answer that question. I think that you say it so well.
Sure. We build our program on developing tomorrow's leaders through the life skills that they're going to need through the lens of golf. It is a golf program, yes, but it's more about getting our kiddos ready for their futures. And they always say golf is the businessman's sport, and a lot of deals can be made on the golf course, and it's kind of true. And
yes,
the kids need those skills to become future leaders because they are the next generation. They're the ones that are going to take over for us. And the groundwork that we set now to develop them as leaders is only going to make a better and brighter future for everybody.
Yeah, and I think your program develops confidence in children.
A 1,000%. We see it all the time where kids, the more classes they take, the more outgoing they become, the more confident they become. Some of them, I think in our statistics, there's a lot of kids that end up graduating that run through our program that graduate high school and go on to college. So it is truly just an amazing program that we have and that we're offering.
Yeah, and then, earlier I was talking about if you start off with first tee, and then you go through all the different levels of, and then you're in high school, and you're playing golf, and then then you're college, and you can get like a scholarship because you're good at the game, and pretty soon all of your tuition is taken care of. That's possible, isn't it?
It is a huge possibility, and we're fortunate at First Tee to be part of that process for some of those kids to get them into college and offering scholarships and just helping all kinds of things out within our program.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So how do they reach you? How do we get in touch with you to get the kids in?
Yep. So if you sign up at firstteehawaii.org, you'll be able to see all of our program offerings. Wailea's program will start next weekend, September 13th, Saturday, September 13th. We're offering morning classes at the beautiful Wailea Golf Academy, 8 a.m. for the 7 to 9-year-olds and 9:15 a.m. for the 10 and older crew. So you can sign up at our website. Again, that's firstteehawaii.org.
firstteehawaii.org. And T is T-E-E, not tea.
Correct.
The kind you
Correct.
Drink. It's the kind you put the golf ball on. So firstteehawaii.org. And it's September 13th. It's next weekend. It's fantastic. Wailea Golf Academy is where it will be. And it's a wonderful. I love First Tee. I love all the work that you folks do with kids and give them great direction. And teach them a game that lasts a lifetime. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse. You'll have to be on again.
Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Danielle.
Aloha. All right, we need to thank the people who make this show possible, Thank you so much. We welcome the Newtown Driving Range. You got to warm up before your round, or you can wind down after work. It's the Newtown Range, operated by Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good food, good golf, and good fun. It's Aloha Power's week-long celebration. Work smarter, work faster, work easier. Without what they've got for you, it's just, you're going to be sweating, perspiring, and it's hot and miserable. So with their riding and walking mowers and their chainsaws and their whackers and more, yeah, and it's, look at this. This is Maruyama on sale for 25% off, up to 25% off. Get yours today, Aloha Power Equipment. They're open Monday through Saturday. They're at Iwile or in Iwile next to the Costco gas station and in Waipahu on the Makai side of Farrington Highway by Waipahu Depot Street. And thank you to the Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever for self, for health, for friendship, for family. Go golf. Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Teaching Professional at Wailea Golf Academy. Well, what do you know? That's where the First Tee is going to be next weekend. You got to go to firsttheehawaii.org to sign up. And the Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks and shopping centers and businesses and hotels since 1939. You know, we can't find you without a sign because the numbers don't tell us the address anymore. They're not on the building. So we need a sign to tell us how to find you. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2025.